mine. Fear not, for I have redeemed you. I have called you by your name. You are mine. When you pass through the waters, I will be with you. And through the rivers, they shall not overflow.
Good morning. So when Charles asked if I would be willing to do a sermon at the end of October, my first thought was, no, I have too much going on. I'm way too busy. I just don't think I can do this. Well, God works in mysterious ways because the following Sunday I did sing, and there was an overwhelming reception to what I did, and I was like, that just really touched and moved me today. And I was like, okay. Then we went to Wilmer's celebration, and I talked to a few more people, and they were touched by the music, but then I spoke to somebody, and they were like, and I told them how Charles wanted me to do this, and she said, I just want you to know that when you got up and told your story last year, that is one of the main reasons that I still come here today. And in that moment, I knew that this is what I was supposed to do, and that God was calling me to do this. So I feel like all of my darkness and fear and trouble in my life has led me to this and has led me to a stronger relationship with God, and that if maybe my story and my music can help others get closer to Him, then it would be worth it to do it again. But today I'm going to talk about the fundamental aspect in our spiritual journey, and that is trusting in God. In our world full of uncertainties and doubts, trusting God becomes the anchor that holds us steady. The verses from that song come from Isaiah 43, 1 through 3, and it says, "Do not fear, for I have redeemed you. I have called you by name, and you are mine. When you pass through the waters, I will be with you. And when you walk through the rivers, they will not overflow you. And when you walk through the fire, you will not be burned. What a wonderful thing it is that God knows me by name, and he knows you by name, and that he is ours. That is such a comfort. But fear is a natural human emotion. We've all felt the fear of something, whether that be fear of failure, fear of rejection, fear of the unknown. But God gives us his assurance that he will always be with us. And faith is our antidote to fear. So when we tap into our faith, God gives us that strength and that courage to overcome our fears. And I feel it's in those moments that we actually fulfill God's ultimate purpose for us.
Tired, I see it in your eyes. All that anxiety that rules your mind. I'll be your shield when you don't feel like you've got strength enough to fight. I'll stand by your side.
Shoulder your burden, I will carry. I love the words in this song because God gives us this promise to carry us and be with us through any and all things that we may go through. He doesn't promise that bad things aren't going to happen, but he promises to always be there. We must learn to trust in God, and how do we do that? We have to surrender all of our fears and our doubts to him and know that his plan is greater than our own. And we may not understand why certain things happen, but in the end, God's plan is always perfect. He's always on time. He's never early, and he's never late. And he's working through it all, even when we cannot see it. Sometimes storms don't come into our lives to destroy us. They come to make a way. And Ecclesiastes 3, verses 1 says, "To everything there is a season, and a time to every purpose under heaven." And this serves as a reminder that circumstances are going to come and change in our lives, and we need to be prepared for that. But God has a purpose through it all, whether it is for us to grow our faith or whether it's for us to reach a breakthrough. And Proverbs 3, verses 5 through 6 says, "Trust in the Lord with all of your heart and lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways, surrender to him, and he will make your path straight." We have all heard these verses, but we all need a reminder that God is the ultimate creator and designer in our lives. When we surrender all to God, he works in supernatural ways and performs miracles right before our eyes.
There's torn up pages in this book, words that tell me I'm no good, chapters that define me for so long. But the hands of grace and endless love dusted off and picked me up, told my heart that hope is never gone.
He never God is definitely in my story, and he is in all of our stories. He's in the broken parts, the good parts, and every part in between, and he is working a masterpiece through it all. I may not have seen God in my story when I was going through an emotionally abusive marriage, or when I was told I couldn't see my family, or when my children were taken from me. But now, standing here today, my faith has grown stronger through all of it, and I know God had a purpose and was working it all for my own good. I love the lines in the song that says, "The hands of grace and endless love dusted off and picked me up. They told my heart that hope is never gone." God is in this story. He's in the details. He's in the broken parts, and he holds my heart, and he will never fail. When we're at our weakest, we can trust in Jesus. He, in the highs and lows, he is the one who goes before us. So if the storm you're walking through feels like it's too much, hold on tight to what you know, because he promised he will not let you go. Your song of healing is written in his scars. He paid the price for all of us on the cross. Are you past the point of weary? Is your burden weighing heavy? Is it all too much to carry? Let me tell you about my Jesus. If you feel that empty feeling, your shame's done all it's stealing, and you're desperate for some healing, let me tell you about my Jesus. Oh, he makes a way where there ain't no way, rises up from an empty grave. Ain't no sinner that he can't save. Let me tell you about my Jesus. Well, his love is strong and his grace is free, and the good news is I know that he can do for you what he's done for me. Let me tell you about my Jesus, and let my Jesus change your life. Hallelujah, 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 amen, amen. Who can wipe away the tears, broken dreams and wasted years, tell the past to disappear? Oh, let me tell you about my Jesus, and every wrong turn that you would go and undo if you could. Who could work it out for your good? Let me tell you about my Jesus. He makes a way where there ain't no way, rises up from an empty grave. Ain't no sinner that he can't save. Let me tell you about my Jesus. Well, his love is strong and his grace is free, and the good news is I know that he can do for you what he's done for me. Let me tell you about my Jesus, and let my Jesus change your life. Hallelujah, 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 amen, amen, amen. Who can take my cross to Calvary, pay the price for all my guilty? Who would care that much about me? Let me tell you about my Jesus. Oh, he makes a way where there ain't no way, rises up from an empty grave. Ain't no sinner that he can't save. Let me tell you about my Jesus. Well, his love is strong and his grace is free, and the good news I know that he can do for you what he's done for me. So let me tell you about my Jesus and your Jesus. He makes a way where there isn't a way. He rose up from an empty grave, and there is no sinner that he can't save. His love is strong and his grace is free. All we have to do is accept it. And the good news is that I know that he can do for you what he's done for me. So let's let Jesus change our life. Will you let Jesus change your life by trusting in him? It's in the darkness, fear, and trouble that God's unending love shines brightest. Because no matter how far we may feel from God, he is always there waiting for us to return. God's love is extended to every single one of us unconditionally. And Romans 8, verses 38 through 39 says, "For I am sure that neither death nor life, nor angels nor rulers, nor things present nor things to come, nor powers nor height nor depth, nor anything else in creation will be able to separate us from the love of God in Jesus Christ our Lord." And that means nothing. I want to finish by praying with everybody. So, if you're feeling anxious or fearful, I pray that we can release it to God and know that he is in control and he is working everything out for our good. Let's turn our fear into faith by realizing that God will never let us go. He will never leave or forsake us. And even when we don't understand, we will trust in God and know his way is perfect. Let us remember that Jesus died on the cross so that we would forever be saved. I hope that God's promise to love us unconditionally, no matter what, will bring peace to all of us here today. And I pray all of this in Jesus' name. Amen. I'm going to finish by singing "How Great Thou Art" because I feel it is the ultimate song to sing praise to our King of Kings and Lord of Lords for being such an unconditionally loving God. Feel free to stand or sing with me. I just want us to continue to celebrate what he has done for us, what he has done for us, and what he'll continue to do for us. So here we go. joy.